This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is my question to you guys, and we'll get back to the Royals in a bit as well. This is my question. You know that we're big on this.
With the knowledge you've been given, you are now on the inside of what I like to call the Burns family circle of trust. See, if I can't trust you, Greg, then I have no choice but to put you right back outside the circle. And once you're out, you're out. There's no coming back.
Well, I would definitely like to stay inside the circle.
Rob, let me ask you this question. As we currently sit with the Kansas City Chiefs, what skill position players do you think are currently inside the circle of trust? Because not that long ago, whole damn team was in the circle of trust. Kelce, Rice, Pacheco, Hollywood Brown, Xavier, everybody was in the circle of trust. Well, now a lot of those players are injured. They're banged up right now. Who are you putting inside the Chiefs' offensive circle of trust now that we have seen 1 month of Chiefs action? Who's in there? I imagine Travis Kelce is in there. I know he's gotten off to a slow start, but you certainly aren't taking Travis Kelce out of the circle of trust. Mm-hmm. Is Xavier Worthy inside the circle of trust? Because you know what this team could really use over the course of the next month? They could use a rapid acceleration in growth from Xavier Worthy. Rashee Rice was able to kind of sit back and grow over time. Same thing happened to Tyreek Hill. They didn't really need Tyreek Hill to be a number one, number two receiver in the first month of his NFL career. There aren't a whole lot of other possible options for this team. This team has four healthy wide receivers right now, and your first round pick is one of them. There's an expectation that Xavier Worthy is going to be part of the solution for this team. Is Xavier Worthy right now inside your offensive circle of trust?
Mine? No. My circle of trust is pretty tight right now. It's a small circle. It's Kelce, it's Kareem Hunt, and it's Noah Gray.
That's it.
That is it, and that is
all.
Yeah,
my circle's a little bigger than your circle.
I don't think you can include any wide receiver right now in the circle of trust.
I got Justin Watson inside the circle of trust. Now,
he just doesn't get enough targets for me to be. I mean, maybe he's just Noah Gray, and it's six in one hand, half a dozen in the other, but
you say he doesn't get a lot of targets. I agree with you. I don't know who else you're throwing the football to. So we agree that Travis Kelce is going to get the highest number of targets on Monday Night Football. If you're not throwing it to Travis Kelce at least eight times, what are we doing here? If you're going to throw it 25, 30 times on Monday Night Football, I don't know who else is even eligible to catch the passes on this team. Who do you think is second on the team in targets after Kelce? I'm not 100% sure that it's going to be Xavier Worthy. I'm going to guess that the answer is probably Justin Watson. He seems like a guy that gets six targets on Monday Night Football. You maybe get creative. He's a guy that you trust on third down. He's a guy who's mostly reliable when it comes to the hands. I'm not here to tell you that Justin Watson is some kind of savior or anything, but I will say this, for as many texts and tweets that we both get about Hunter Renfro, they already have Hunter Renfro on their team. That's who Justin Watson is. That's what his role is. They already have that guy on the roster. I got him inside my circle of trust.
The reason I don't is because I have Noah Gray. Noah Gray had four catches on four targets for 40 yards on Sunday. And let's be honest, 98% of that football game was played without Rashee Rice. Now, I haven't pulled up Justin Watson's stats from that game, but with basically one wide receiver, Noah Gray was getting targeted more in that game than at any point this season, and he was productive. If the Chiefs are going to do the ride the hot hand, which I think is going to be what they have to do with wide receiver and pass catcher outside number 87, Right now, Noah Gray's coming off a hot hand game. So I have him in the circle. I have Kareem in the circle. I have Travis Kelce in the circle. Just on the outside is Xavier Worthy, but I need to see it again before you're in. But it's a small circle. Outside of Watson, who do you have?
Do you have Samaje Perine inside the circle?
No, I don't think his usage is enough.
Somebody's usage has to be enough, though.
I
hear what you're saying.
But I just haven't seen their usage in this new no Rashee Rice
world.
They
ain't got nobody to throw the ball to. That's what I'm saying to you. I hear what you're saying. They don't have anybody. These are their offensive pieces heading into Monday Night Football. Kareem Hunt, Samaje Perine, Carson Steele, Xavier Worthy, Justin Watson, Juju Smith-Schuster, Sky Moore, Travis Kelce, Noah Gray. That's who they got. They got about 8 healthy bodies right now. 9 healthy bodies. Right now, their second best offensive player was not on an NFL team in week 2. It was not on an NFL team. That's where we currently are with this offense. So I hear what you're saying about usage. You better start creating usage for somebody. You're going to run 60 offensive plays. Somebody's got to touch the ball. Somebody's got to be productive on that offense. Other than Travis Kelce, I think you have to try to manufacture at least 3 Xavier Worthy touches. He's just too fast and dynamic of a player. I think you give him 1 or 2 streak routes, go routes. You see if he can create magic like he did on Sunday Night Football. I think you give him an end around. I think you give him a little toss play, kind of like how we saw the Dolphins use Tyreek on Monday Night Football. The Dolphins know they don't have a good quarterback, obviously not Kansas City's problem. So we got to be really creative in our usage of Tyreek Hill just to make sure that he gets the football. 4th and 1, we're running an end around to see if Tyreek can pick it up on the outside corner. You got to start to manufacture touches on this game. So you got to, if you think Samaje Perine's one of your better players, you better call a couple of screen plays. You better make sure that he gets 4 to 6 touches. There's just not many guys that right now are available that you think can make plays for this team. Let's remove Travis Kelce because we all are in the same place.
Yeah, he's a lock.
I'd probably rank it Justin Watson 1, Kareem Hunt 2. I still think there's something left with Juju Smith-Schuster. Now, you talk about targets. We talk about targets and opportunities. Juju is the one that needs to get the targets and opportunities. Juju should be the one that gets 5 targets on Monday night, and let's see what he can do with the opportunities. Throw it to Juju Smith-Schuster 4 or 5 times. He knows the offense. You just haven't really used him. But now, you don't have Rashee Rice, who was one of the 5 most targeted wide receivers in the National Football League. There's a lot of opportunity right now that's available on the team that just simply wasn't available a couple of days ago when it comes to this offense.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.